YouTubers, one of those independent journalists with a little bit of a comedian take. And he, you know, he's been very good about some points, but he's very leaning right. And some video came up of him having a domestic argument with his wife. Take a listen.
Okay, I love you. I love you very much.
I don't love you. That's the big problem. I've never received love from you. And the fact is, when I go, look, I need you to do A, B, C, and D, just be disciplined about it. We go, no. But I love you more than life itself. Okay. Put on some gloves. No. But I love you more than life itself. That's not fair. It's not fair, and it's disingenuous.
So when you hear that, it, I guess for me, the first thing that comes up is this is not the first time that's happened. I looked up how long has Steven Crowder been married for? Since 2012. So you're looking at 11 years, 10 or 11 years, right? They're separated in 2021. So when I see that, when I see that kind of argument going on where he's berating her and he's even threatening her, like, fucking watch it. And it just, you could tell there's a lot of gaslighting, mental manipulation there. Just in that one video snippet, you can tell that him as a man feels like, look, I'm the breadwinner. You're the stay-at-home wife. I don't care what shit's happening or not happening. You're going to do it. Oh, you're pregnant with twin babies? I don't give a fuck. You're still going to do it. You're the woman. You shut the fuck up and do it. And that rubs me the wrong way, because that's the problem. Those are the men that we need to call out and have them be neutered. These are the, this is the toxic masculinity, because in his role, he's thinking that, okay, it's one thing to have people cater to you. I always talk about that. Like, if you pay all the bills and you allow your wife to stay at home, obviously there should be a level of you being serviced, being taken care of. But when you're being a shitty boss, and in this case, that's what I feel he is. He's a shitty boss. The way he talks to his wife, carrying kids, smoking in front of her. And obviously there's a bunch of different sides to it. But you know how when you hear people, let's just say we hear President Biden say fucking nigger in a clip, like in a meeting 10 years ago. What's your first reaction to that? You're going to say, well, I'm sure that wasn't the only time he said that word. I'm sure that's not the only time, or those are feelings that he still has and he's been better about hiding them. That's how I see, when I see a clip like that with somebody that she's been married, or they've been married together for at least 10 years and now they're having kids. Yeah, I'm saying to myself, that's the way he's always been. He's been like that for a while. And then, you know, the weird thing about it is, look at his reaction. Once this got all exposed, check out what he said.
This was not my choice. My then wife decided that she didn't want to be married anymore. And in the state of Texas, that is completely permitted. That's not my choice. She simply wanted out, and the law says that that's how it works. Now, of course, look, I get it. There are multiple sides to every story, but one thing that is undeniable in this case is that it's no one's fault but my own, in that I picked wrong.
Isn't that crazy? That he is not, he's taking accountability for picking the wrong person. He's not taking accountability for his behavior. He's not thinking about not even being sensitive to his wife that's having, that's pregnant with his kids, the stress that's causing her. Let me tell you something. If I'm worth a lot of money and I'm going to have my wife and my wife is pregnant with twins, I'm getting a maid service. I'm getting a chef. I'm getting whatever it is I need to get so that her life is more comfortable, because she's giving birth to my spawn. She's giving birth to my DNA. She's giving birth to our child. And I want her to be in the best mental and physical state she can be. Get her a trainer if she wants to work out. Whatever. This is a scenario that a man is using his power in a negative way at home with his wife. And it's sad to see that there's certain shows out there that are all about the red pill, that are all about women being submissive. And I tell you something, it's one thing to be submissive, but it's one thing to be disrespected. And I think this is a blatant way of Crowder again doing this, because I'm not gonna sit here and believe that that was the one and only time. Because now whatever history she brings up, that video is going to validate. That's going to make sense to whoever's listening to that case. They're going to say that video, and then she says, this has been going on for years, and I have emails, and I have text messages, and I have all this stuff. It's going to paint the picture in 3D. And I don't care what anybody that tries to defend that type of behavior in a marriage is not a person that is a marriage candidate himself. And I understand there's people out there that feel that she should tolerate it. I'm like, it's a certain level. There's a certain level of respect we have to give to one another as people. No matter how much bills you're paying, no matter how much it is, you have to treat people with respect. You have to, and then talking, you didn't physically abuse her, you didn't cheat on her, but you mentally and verbally abused her. And that's the part where in a relationship, people feel it's okay to do. It's okay to manipulate your partner. It's okay to gaslight. It's okay to verbally abuse your partner. I quickly cut out. I'll tell you that. I know in my last relationship, that was happening a little bit. Like, she would just really get on these claws out like Wolverine and go at it. And I would have to tell her, whoa. You know, I'm not going on that route, man. I mean, if you want to go down that route, and we did a couple of times, and I'm like, you know, this is not the way to go. This is not the way to go, and that's the way you want to go. I'm me. Because guess what? I was married before, and we never went down that route. So it's just so sad that the weird thing about this one is twofold, okay? Obviously, the video showcases how ugly he is, but the problem that was mind-blowing to me was that he was not taking any accountability. He was just blaming it on the fact that divorce is not something that he can't control, her divorcing. He can't control, basically he didn't give his permission for her to divorce. He doesn't want to divorce. And he's just lamenting the fact that he picked somebody else. And you talk about a person that feels vindicated in the way they're behaving at the household. And I'm assuming he feels that way because he's Steven Crowder, because he's a person that makes tens of millions of dollars a year and feels that he can, whoever is his wife, has to do everything and anything that he says, or tolerate, more importantly, tolerate what he says or how he speaks to them. Like, I mean, when you're telling her fucking watch it and I don't love you while she's carrying your kids, like, why'd you just keep your mouth shut? It's a berating her. I don't blame her one bit. You're not taking the car because if you refuse to do wifely things, then I will go pick up the groceries. He tells his wife as she tries to leave the store. His distressed wife quietly notes that they do not need groceries and offers to pick up anything he needs while she is out. I can't go to the gym. I can't go to my parents. I can't call my friends. Hillary, just think of how boxed in you've made me. Yeah, I mean, it is, I don't get it, man. I don't get any man trying to, was it an argument? Absolutely. Was it, I don't think it was a one-time deal. I think this is the prison that she was living in every day. And that's the reality with people, that they're, the people that are defending this, that are defending a man being verbally and mentally abusive and controlling with his wife, that it's okay to do because she's getting everything paid for. No, like, it doesn't work that way. Like, that part of, he should get perks for sure. But to be submitted to this type of behavior and this type of relationship, no, I wouldn't. If that was my daughter, I'd be like, no, you gotta get the fuck out, you know. And I think it's for him, it's sad because, you know, when a woman is like that, I could understand her being a bitch, but it's a weird thing to see people defending it, I guess is what I'm saying, because to think that it doesn't go on the whole time. And my thing is, the thing that makes it really weird is that she's pregnant with twins, 8 months pregnant. And this is what you're wanting to argue about. And this is where I tell people all the time, I think that when stress happens, and in this case, in his career, in his business, always people going at him, that I feel that those people tend to project the frustration and the stress out on their partners, out on their loved ones, and not have enough consideration for what the person's going through. There has to be a level of compartmentalizing it. And I don't know the guy, but for her to be with him for as long as she has, for her to walk away, I get it. I think this is a certain point where, think about it, if she's not standing up for herself, I guess I'm just still mind blown, because there's men out there, and this will never end. That's why when I talk to my daughter, I tell her, just always pick the nice guy. Don't go after these guys that have it all. Don't go after these popular guys that everybody wants. Or if you know you have a guy that everyone wants, that he has those traits that everyone, it's like, don't go after that guy, because that guy, there's some skeletons in the closet. Like everything is fun. Like he's a fun person to hang around with. But at the end of the day, there just isn't anything long term there. And because they're part of you being together, right? It's building a family. So when somebody is arrogant, when somebody is cocky, when somebody, it's very, very, very hard to reel that in. The only way you'd be able to reel that in my opinion, is if you were with them for a long time. So if you were with them before they became that. So if you were like middle school or even high school sweethearts, and he became, you know, before he was nobody, and you guys know who you were, and that's different. You know, I think that has, you have more legs to stand on that. But if you're a person that's already an adult and you see Steven Crowder and he's attractive and he's charming, I'd probably get the fuck away. I'd be like, look, I hear you, but you look good on the outside, but I don't know what's underneath the hood. I just think nice guys, if you want relationships to last, ladies, if you want to be treated with respect and you want to be treated with love and appreciation and like a goddess, find you a nice guy. A nice guy is, he's a soft-spoken guy. He's a guy that is a working guy. He's a guy that is very attentive to your needs and wants. He's usually in the friend zone. Those guys really go out of the way to treat you good and respectful. And not controlling, which is a very evident trait here that Steven Crowder is exuding. It's a weird thing that women don't understand this, and women don't teach girls this. You know, like I'm teaching my daughter this so that she understands this, like understands that popular guy at school that everyone, like, you know, she has that going on now. And I'll leave with this, like, there's this kid, he's really ugly kid. I'm sorry. Ugly looking kid, but all the girls love him, and he knows all the girls love him. So he went from dating this girl, dating my daughter's friend, to dating her, to then dating another girl, and then it was just all this constant nonstop drama that always revolves around him. And I told her, like, you see, this is, if you go after these guys or you're attracted to these kind of guys, they know they have it. Like, that kid knows he has it. And I just think men like Steven Crowder, when they know they have money, when they know they're providing a lifestyle, when they know they're exceptional, they abuse that power. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't go for somebody like that, but the moment you sense that control, the moment you sense that person trying to impose you to be a certain way that goes against how you've always been, you have to stand up and walk away. Because that person, the moment they start doing these things, they start verbally abusing you, the moment they start controlling you and telling you what to do and how to be and how to behave, and they just disregard the person that you've been, that's when you have to check out. That's when you have to walk away. And you know, you men out there that think this is okay. They think it's okay to disrespect women and to talk to them in any way because you're paying all the bills or because of your status. I could understand, like I said, I could understand as a man you wanting love and attention and wanting respect in the house. And the woman's not giving it to you, knowing that you've given her everything. Like, you want a blowjob every day, and she's just complaining about it because her neck hurts, right? Like, that's, I understand that. But when, I mean, this woman is with you, you're complaining about her not doing the wifely things around the house, when you're complaining about her not doing her part, and you telling her to watch herself, sounding like you've hit her before. That's what it sounds like to me. You know, again, one clip, that's all I need, because when you've been in it that long, we all know, we've all been in relationships, we know that those scenarios are not one-time scenarios. That's been going on a weekly, monthly basis, easily, for years. It's what it is. And I, for you men out there that condone Steven Crowder justifying the way he's being, then you are definitely misogynistic. Then you are a person that is not understanding of treating a woman with respect. She's not your fucking, if you want to control somebody like that, then get a fucking dog and a blow up doll. You know, you go ahead and get you, or you get you one of those women that live in like Vietnam in one of those slums. I don't fucking know what to tell you. That it's gonna eat every shit you give her. Like, get somebody from North Korea. I don't fucking know. But you know, when you're new, when you're here and you want to treat people with respect, and that didn't sound like it. I'm disappointed in you, Steven Crowder, and I'm disappointed more importantly in men that think that's okay to do. It's okay to talk to the women that way, that it's okay to belittle them, to control them, to do all these things to them, to manipulate them, and to imply that you may put hands on them. And because you pay all the bills, that justifies you being able to say and do these things. Doesn't make sense.